You just like to raise them.
She just wants to raise them. I just do it for the summer. She holds my first card. That's not anybody near Ken there as I reckon. Except over at Summersville, I got my brother has a boy over there. He's mighty sick. I ain't yet found him lately though.
I haven't heard they was talking about sending him off.
He said showing me somebody to wait on. Ain't nobody there to wait on.
I think he's in a nervous stage.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. A lot of time you don't know.
He tried his best after when Bob died to get me to come live with him. No, I ain't gonna leave home. I stayed. I'm glad I didn't, because they'd be sending him off to, and he'd have to go. And all of them's dead now but him. His mother's dead and his sister's dead and nobody there but him. And what they gonna do at the home?
He may get better.
Well, he might. Well, I just talked and talked to this man. He laughed at me.
I'm lined up.
Well, she's done a lot of good talking for me.
Well, she can interest you, because she's been here long enough to know. But now, you take somebody like me, I worked here in Yonder.
That's all she can do. She can take my wife.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do?
They work.
Nursing?
And housekeeping, you know. And the majority of them around here depends on it.
And clean house.
Yeah. And cook, a lot of cooking. That's why I've been now.
She's a cook.
The Watch Valley Head up on the mountain there, checking with some sick people that I work for.
And how is that lady?
Oh, they better. She's better, but her sister was sick, and they thought they wanted me to go over there and help her, but she's up, and so I didn't have to go. So the weatherman keep dictating snow, and I said, well, I'd better get in and kind of straighten up my own house and get me some coal and food in.
Well, them gals, them old gals at that house, spot this clean.
Yes.
Oh, they keep a house.
There's a lot more to do, though.
Yes, they keep a clean house. I don't. I can't. I used to, but I can't now. Been here too long to try.
Well, what you think about this war and all this mess?
Talking about Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty terrible, isn't it?
It
really is.
And it's getting worse, ain't it?
Yeah.
We've got over 500,000 men over there now. Do you know anybody who's over there?
Yeah.
Who?
There was some of our close friends. Boy, just about a 500,000 from him was buried here this, just before Christmas, when he's a nose boy. And then a friend of mine, just like a sister, Royal. They used to live there, but now they're in Somerville. They got a son over there. And then another one of the nose boys is gone.
That's what this is.
Yeah. And, you know, it just feel like some of my people, because you, this child down here, I just hope raise them. Just feel like my kids.
And there's one of them morons for the boys over there. Said I woke him up one night praying. They used to come here and stay after Bob died with me at night and then go back home. They live right up there. And that boy said that I woke him up, said he was asleep. Got down on his knee out there and shook and on a chair. Said I was awakening. Wake up. And I was sure praying to him.
And he was in,
he's over there now. I said, oh, I wasn't. Yes, mister, I know your voice. And he said the next day when he went out on the job,